We continue in the 21st chapter of the book of the Revelation, where we are considering the future glory of the church. It is with joy that we realize that in spite of the present failures that exist upon the earth in relation to the church testimony, our blessed Lord Jesus, the head of the church, assures that he will bring that church into glory. For he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Oh, with what joy every believer should realize, as well as be encouraged to live for the glory of the Savior, as we contemplate the future glory of the church. We continue our reading in Revelation 21, beginning at verse 18, and reading through verse 20. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass, and the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. May God bless the reading of this word, and let us again consider that all the descriptions that are found in this chapter, beginning with verse 9 and going down through chapter 22 and verse 5, are in respect to the glory of the city, or the glory of the bride, the Lamb's word. Thank God for the Lamb's wife when she shall have that glory that our God will manifest upon her and through her in that wonderful day. As we look at the meaning of the words in the 18th verse of our chapter, particularly the last phrase, the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass, we not only would indeed emphasize a literal possibility of this, but more and more important, and that is the spiritual condition of that city. For pure gold is the emblem of divine righteousness. My beloved radio listener, you that know the Lord is your Savior, you may be remembering, as I do, that our own righteousnesses are as filthy rags in God's sight by nature. For it is written in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And the believer is very conscious that it is only in the righteousness of Christ that we are accepted in the presence of God. But here is a statement of fact, that in that glorious day, the church will radiate the divine righteousness of God in perfection. This is typified by the fact the city is of pure gold. And the transparency of that gold is indicated by the words, like unto clear glass. What a joy to recognize there will be no flaw in the righteousness and glory of that city and its blessed inhabitants. What joy to be in such a place. What joy it will be to be in such a condition. And I commend to my beloved believers the remembrance that you and I shall share in that city's glory, and the emblem of divine righteousness that shall be ours is expressed by the pure gold. We shall be pure gold through and through. Hallelujah. And then there are varied displays of its glory, indicated by the stones, the precious stones that are described. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. May I emphasize that the various colored stones, with their preciousness, are figures of the varied glories of God that shall be seen in the bride. Who could exhaust and who can fathom the greatness and the completeness of the glory of God. Human mind is unable to. But I think in language, that certainly typifies the glory of God. The description of these stones, precious stones, indicates these represent the very glories of God that shall be seen in the bride of Christ. May I illustrate it by reminding my believing friends that in the Old Testament, when the high priest entered into the holiest, upon his breastplate he had 12 stones of varied color. These 12 stones represented the tribes of Israel. As he entered the presence of God, the pure light of God's glory from the mercy seat was reflected in each color upon his heart. So our great high priest today, who is Christ, he sustains his people in their present weakness. But in the day of the bright glory, he will not be displayed in weakness, but in power. She will reflect the varied glories of her bridegroom, and all the varied duties of Christ will be seen displayed in her. We sometimes sing a chorus that says, "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all his wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my being refined, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me." My beloved fellow believer, may I encourage your heart and lift your heart too from what surrounds us today to realize that when the bride of Christ shines and is displayed in the glory of God, all the beautiful colors of these precious stones tell us that we shall indeed reflect the very glories of our Lord and of our God in our character and eternal testimony. The foundations of the wall were garnished with all manner of precious stones. One can recognize, and may I suggest, if you were to read in the book of the Exodus, the high priest's garment and the breastplate which he wore into the presence of God, you will find many of these stones that are mentioned in the book of the Revelation upon the breastplate of the high priest. The first stone is a jasper. And that jasper again, as we have already noticed, is a stone that typifies and brings before us the glory of God. That stone which we found in chapter 3, or chapter 4 in verse 3 rather, as John saw the throne sitter. But all of these beautiful gems, they could and may and perhaps will be literal in the glory of that city to be seen. The jasper stone, the sapphire, the chalcedony, the emerald, sardonyx, sardius, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysoprasus, jacinth, and an amethyst. Would you please note, as we have seen before, the numeral 12 is so frequently found in this description of the city. We found 12 gates. We found the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. We found that there were 12 angels at each gate. We found the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And now in the foundation, we find these 12 stones. And what joy it is for you and for me to realize these 12 numerals remind us of the perfect administration and representation of the saints in that day, reflecting the glory of God. Then may I finish by reading verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Let us consider these 12 gates. For here we have the external beauty of the gates. They are gates of pearl. These pearly gates are the emblem of his grace. When he foreknew the moral beauty that would attract him to his bride, I hope some of you may remember the message not too long ago regarding the beauty of the church, that she is called in Matthew 13 a pearl of great price. And it was the Lord Jesus who, as the merchant man, sold all that he had that he might purchase it. And thus the external beauty of the gates, every gate of one pearl, is the reminder of his grace that brought us to our Lord Jesus. Oh, may I emphasize in the closing moments of our message that it is grace and grace alone that will bring you and me into the glory of that city. The hymn writer has said, "Saved by grace alone, this is all my plea. Jesus died for all mankind, and Jesus died for me." Oh, my beloved listener, do you have a part in that city? Are you assured that you will be in that city? Will you go through those pearly gates into that city? Have you any right to enter there? Oh, may I say again, as the chapter emphasizes, only they whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life shall be in the city. Well do the words of the poet come to mind. "Lord, I care not for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven. I would enter the fold. In the book of thy kingdom with its pages so fair, tell me, Jesus, my Savior, is my name written there?" My beloved radio friend, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Have you been born again? Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? By grace are you trusting through faith his precious finished work of the cross? May I state again, the Lamb of God is the only one who can take you into this city. Oh, if you know him not, trust him as your Savior today. And remember, the gates of the city are a pearl, speaking of his grace to poor lost sinners whom he came to save by his death on the cross. Father, we pray, thou wilt speak to the heart of every sinner who needs the Savior, that he or she may trust the Savior now for his name's sake. Amen.